Looking for the perfect spot to host your rehearsal dinner, welcome party, bridal shower, or wedding after party in downtown Nashville? Check out Trattoria Il Mulino, located inside the Hilton downtown Nashville. With authentic Italian cuisine, beautiful private dining spaces, handcrafted cocktails, and a sophisticated atmosphere, it's the perfect place to gather with family and friends throughout your wedding weekend. Great food, great service, and memories your guests won't forget. That's Trattoria Il Mulino. Head over to the Nashville Bride Guide vendor directory to find out more information on booking the space.
I would start having these dreams about being at the end of an aisle, like I was getting married, and there would be this figure walking towards me, and I had no clue who it was. And then at the end of the dream, it would be Hannah.
He said he had some interview in December of 2021 that he had to go to. It was around my birthday. He's like, get dressed up. We'll celebrate your birthday afterwards. So I had no idea at all. We spent the last hour, maybe.
It was definitely about, it was close to it. It was close to it.
With all of our wedding party in the dark.
Searching.
Really late at night. The last photo in our whole gallery is like his grandparents, like hands in the air.
Hands in the air running like, woo!
With all of our people. We're like, I'm so glad.
I'm so happy. We have a photo of that.
Welcome to the Wedding Reporter Podcast, everybody. We have a really cute couple today. Sweethearts since they were young, Peyton and Hannah Smith have been taking on life's biggest adventures side by side. From Peyton's unforgettable proposal on the iconic Grand Ole Opry stage to growing their family and building a life rooted in love, faith, and music, the couple has embraced every chapter together. Now they're opening up about their wedding day, sharing the meaningful details, personal touches, and special moments that made the celebration uniquely their own, all while continuing to chase their dreams hand in hand. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Oh my gosh. I am excited to just talk all about your relationship. So let's go back maybe many moons. I don't know. When did you guys meet?
We met back in 2015, actually at my high school chorus concert. I'll let you kind of tell all the details.
Yeah, no, it was at the chorus concert. We were 15. I'd been in Nashville writing songs for about a year at that time, and just met through some family friends at this chorus concert. And I remember seeing her across the room and just going like, "Well," it's like, I feel like I'm gonna know her for a long time.
Wow.
You know? Never. I don't know if it was like I'm gonna marry that girl. I just was like I had that feeling. You know, that thing that they talk about. And so we met each other at 15. Kind of, we never dated, but it was always kind of the elephant in the room, I would say.
Yes.
We became fast friends.
Like 5 years. I made my mom take my picture with him the night that we met because I like knew through this mutual friend. I was like, oh, he sings. And I guess my 15-year-old brain was like, oh. I was like, mom, like do the mom thing where you're like, you two get together. And so she took a picture. I posted it on my Instagram. It's still there.
I love
10
that.
10 years later, some caption was like, so nice to meet you. Can't wait to see where the Lord, something like that. And I was like, what am I doing? It was bold.
What?
We were just friends, very awkward friends. Because again, I think there was this unspoken, like, we like each other, but didn't say anything. But
didn't really know how to say we liked each other.
Yeah. So that was 2015.
Yes.
You guys started as awkward friends. And then as time progressed, like, when did you call it official?
I think, we started dating actually the week that the world shut down in 2020.
Wow.
So that was, it became like an official, we were dating.
The middle of March.
The middle of March.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah. And, I mean, I guess, kind of backstory behind that, we both graduated from high school. I got my first record deal, signed a publishing deal, and just kind of went off doing my thing. She went to college. She went to Lipscomb, and we just kind of lost touch. We kind of remained friends, but just lost touch. And it was closer to 2020, but I would start having these dreams about being at the end of an aisle, like I was getting married. And there would be this figure walking towards me, and I had no clue who it was. And then at the end of the dream, it would be Hannah. And I'd just be like, That's crazy. And so
That's amazing. He didn't lead with that.
Did not lead with that when we got back together for coffee.
But. Literally the woman of your dreams.
Yes.
So we have to
exactly.
get married.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was 2020, COVID. You guys officially get together. Are you quarantining? Are you seeing each other? Are you talking from a distance?
A lot of FaceTime. There was a couple of like, when it first started and we didn't know what was going on, we would go hang out and we would like go on walks, like the whole like 6 feet apart thing, whatever, for a little bit. And then later that we would still go on walks. And then we were like,
we were both living with our parents at home. So we were like,
because of, my school closed. So I moved back out of my dorm and back in with my parents. And so we like got to spend, it was kind of nice in some ways, a blessing that we got some time just together with the two of us without school and without work for both of us for a little bit. It was nice to get just good quality time without all.
Yeah. We got to know each other all over. Yeah. We got to know each other all over again, which I thought was really cool because there had been enough time that had passed that we just hadn't talked. And so it was really cool to just watch our relationship grow again, you know, romantically. And so, it was a fun, it was a tough year for a lot of other reasons. But one thing that I'm so thankful for is like, is that time that we got to spend together at home, really knowing each other.
Right. Not being out on the road and like all of, like what comes with that at that young, like who knows what that would have looked like if you would have been gone all the time and I was back at school, like the distractions of all of that. So.
Right. You were able to like have a good foundation and start off on the right foot with your relationship because of COVID in a way.
Yes.
So oddly enough, but it's a blessing that you guys were able to do that. And then, so now you guys are dating pretty seriously.
Yes.
When does a proposal happen and what did that all look like?
Yeah. I knew within 2 months once we started dating and it was official, I knew. I was like, well, this is it. It's like, I'm marrying this girl. And there was just too many, also like, I call them like God nods.
Yeah.
Just little God nod moments where we were like, this is just like, I just see God in all of these little moments, all these little paths that have crossed these, whether we were friends for this amount of time, then we lost touch, and then how we got back in touch, and then the dream, and then just all these things. And so I knew within 2 months of dating, I was like, yeah, this is it. I was like, it's like putting a ring on it. And then
we dated for, I think it was like a year and 9 months, almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And then got engaged in December of 2021.
Okay.
Yes. December 2021. I'm trying to get my years right. At the Grand Ole Opry, which was also really, really sweet. The night that, prior to dating, he was making his Grand Ole Opry debut. It was like 2020, I guess would have been like your big launch year at the time.
Yeah.
So they had set up, you know, tours and all this big schedule, but the Opry was kind of like the kickoff of all of that. And so he invited my whole family, I guess, to go to see him at his Opry debut. I wasn't going to go initially. I had my like sorority big little reveal, which is
that's big.
In my mind back then was a huge, huge thing. I was like, okay, I'll see if I can make it. And then I ended up leaving that sorority event early. I was like, I'm going to go see Peyton play the Opry.
Ooh.
And so we ended up going to his debut. We got to go backstage and spend time with him and his family. And that night he invited me to go to their little after party celebration from his debut and was just going to stay for a little bit. And then we stayed and talked for like hours.
Wow.
So that was kind of like the night he played the Opry was the night we really kind of started, I guess, talking is whatever you want to call it, but kind of knew
that
we were probably going to end up being together. So
that
then
was like a
the Opry
moment.
Was his, he said he had some interview in December of 2021 that he had to go to. It was around my birthday. He's like, get dressed up. We'll celebrate your birthday afterwards. So I had no idea at all.
Wow.
So we got to get engaged in the circle, which was
my gosh, in the circle.
So sweet. Yeah,
that's incredible. So were you performing and then you like called her out on stage, or like how did it all go down?
No, so you are a pro.
I kind of shaped it up as like,
did a good job. Like a really good job. It was me having not a clue what was going
on. I don't know how
on.
I didn't like screw it up, or I actually arrived late. So I guess the backstory was I had set up an interview, like a fake interview about my Opry debut that night. Wasn't performing. Was just going to do an interview, you know, backstage at the Opry. And so I told Hannah, I was like, hey, you should come with me to this. You know, this would be fun. Meanwhile, in typical artist fashion, I'm running 15 minutes late to my own interview, which is not an interview, but Hannah's just over here like, are you kidding me? She's like, you're late to this?
I'm so type A. I have majored in hospitality, events, logistics. Like I am, my life runs on a schedule. And I'm like, you have to call the Opry because we're going to be late. And he's like, it's fine.
It's going to be all right.
Not a big deal. And I'm like, you're not going to just tell him. I'm like, this is a big deal. You got to let him know if you're going to be late. Yeah. He's just like,
oh, it's going to be fine. So yeah, we get backstage. She still has no idea. I'm, you know, we walk out. I'm like, hey, come stand in the circle. Walk out on stage. The auditorium's empty. And
I was like, no, I'm okay. This is your thing. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Step in the circle. That's like a sacred
right
in the music business. It's a big deal. Yes. And I was like, no, it's okay. I'll just stay over here. He's like, no, you need to come out on stage. We'll just get one picture together for memories.
Yeah. And I mean, but so I walked out on stage and that was like, all right, this is it. And then I remember and it's funny because I've heard a lot of stories about how people talk about I don't remember.
Right. Yeah.
I do remember getting on and I don't remember what I said. Obviously, I said that, you know, will you marry me?
Right.
Obviously, they said that. I got the point across. I got the point across. But yeah, it was just so special. I mean, that it was two super important things in my life, which is country music. That's all I've ever wanted to do is play country music and to be a husband, a great husband. And so the fact that both of those things got to happen that same night, it was just a really cool moment.
It was
just really cool to get to share both of those things.
Did you have any friends or family in the audience watching, or was it more of a private moment between the two of you?
It was both of our families were backstage.
Yeah,
actually.
I just had no idea. They were hiding.
They were hiding backstage.
So it was a surprise.
So they got to watch from backstage and then come out right after I proposed. And they all came out and it was just so special. I mean, it was amazing.
We went downtown and celebrated. I had more of my friends. It was the surprises just kept going the rest of the night because you got back to, I remember where it was. It was somewhere in downtown Nashville, but had a room kind of like this, and just all my close friends were there too for a little engagement party. It was awesome.
That is so cool. So you said you were so surprised, you didn't have any idea. Had you guys talked about a ring or engagement prior to him proposing?
Yes, we talked about getting engaged all the time. I think just as a girl, I'm always so do you have do you know when? Rough timeline, just wanted to have it in my own mind. But I wasn't really one. I think I went to Genesis Diamonds in Green Hills over here in Nashville and tried on a ring because I didn't even know my ring size. I was like, here's this just in case you need it one day, but didn't go try on a bunch of rings, didn't have this is exactly what I want. I just kind of threw that out there and let him.
You trusted me with it.
Wow. 100%. And did a great job.
Wow. So you just gave him a size.
Yes.
Color or shape or anything like that.
That I'm type A with my work and everything else. And when it comes to apparently our wedding and engagement and things like that, even being a parent, I feel I've become so type B to some of those things. Yeah. I don't know where that comes from. But
it's probably me. That's probably me rubbing off.
I know. It's a good balance.
That's a good balance. We balance each other out really nicely.
We have now. I'm just it's fine. We're just rolling with it.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think I would be that way. But
yeah.
For sure.
That's so cool. Can I see your ring?
It's like It's a thin little band.
I love that. I love the band on it. Cute. Like, or if like any of your wedding band is so pretty, like how it goes together.
You did good. So pretty. You did good. I'm a gold jewelry. Oh, you knew that.
Yeah.
Gold jewelry gal.
I knew that.
That's good.
Love it. I paid attention to the conversations. I paid I was very intentional about hearing things.
Yeah. So that was 2021, you said, in December. So then you start wedding planning. What was that process like for you guys?
So I was ambitious. I went to school in Nashville and got my degree in hospitality and events. So spent a lot of college, like pre-2020 for the most part, but then a little bit after doing like assistant wedding coordinating.
Nice.
So coordinated and planned tons of other people's weddings. And I was like, cool. Oh, it'd be so fun to plan my own. It was in the beginning. And then we got closer to the date and I just became like, can somebody else just decide all of these things? Because I'm tapped out. I don't want to do it anymore. But it was really, really sweet. It was a fun process. Lord bless my mom who jumped in
and
really did most of the planning towards the tail end, because I just thought I wanted to do it and then got into it and was like,
yeah,
maybe we should backpedal.
Yeah, for sure.
I will say, though, you did an incredible job of planning.
It was a lot of fun.
You really did.
I think just with being a part of a lot of other people's weddings, I mean, we've done really grand, super expensive, high-end weddings, and we've done like small elopements, that kind of thing. So I had seen it all, and what I think I wanted people to remember more about my wedding day than like all the things and the florals and how it looked was just how people felt, like that they knew how we felt about each other, that it fit our personalities really well, and then it just flowed well. Like, we didn't want to, I don't say I didn't care because all of it was beautiful, but just wasn't as concerned with like how it looked. I just wanted people to feel it.
Yeah, I get that.
So that was kind of like more of the approach that we took with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was fun.
So were you engaged for about a year until the wedding?
Yeah, so it was about, I guess, 9-10 months.
Okay.
So yeah. We got engaged beginning of December, and then we got engaged really late August.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Okay. And then you got married here in Nashville?
Yeah, so it's like 45 minutes outside of Nashville. There's a venue called Owen Farms.
Yeah.
It was one of the only places that we found that could hold. How many people do you think we had at our wedding?
Gosh.
I want to say
what's your number? I want to know what you think first.
This sounds crazy.
We're taking
guesses.
We
invited like 350 people.
Oh my gosh.
But a lot of his family, friends are from out of town. He's not from Nashville. He's from Louisiana. So they have family in Louisiana, some in Texas, New York, Ohio. And when you invite that many people, usually there's like a percentage that no show or can't make it. And there wasn't that.
You were like, everyone's saying yes.
We started getting RSVPs and we got closer. And I'm like, I think there's going to be 350 people at our wedding.
There was definitely about 350, 360 people.
Wow.
We felt loved for sure.
Seriously, that's amazing.
Like, everyone came.
Like,
it was
walking down the aisle and there was like, of course, I'm like looking at him, but I was also looking off to the side. There's like, all the chairs are full. People are like standing off to the side. We were just like,
that was amazing. It was
so
amazing.
Overwhelmed in the best way.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Yes.
So that, was that like pretty full capacity for the venue you chose?
Yes. It was all outdoor, which we were.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Also, really hot.
Yeah. August it's hot in August.
I think it was the hottest day in August, actually.
Oh, man.
Yeah. If I remember right,
100%
yeah.
100%.
It was. Wow.
But it wasn't the day before the rehearsal dinner. We were like outside. The same venue. We were
Felt great. We were like, this is awesome.
Feel like this tomorrow. Yeah. We're like, this is going to be awesome. And walked outside the next morning at like 8 a.m. to get to the venue. And I was like, oh no.
Oh, and man.
It's funny because I didn't notice that on the wedding day. I think I was just so wrapped up in the emotions and like all these things. I didn't notice how hot it was. All of my groomsmen let me know that it was the hottest day. So they all let me know after the fact. They're like, hey, you know, it was the hottest day in August in Tennessee. I didn't know that, but
yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. But I know, man. And for you, I'm sure wearing some layers happening. And,
for sure.
Yeah.
We told the groomsmen to ditch their blazers. Like, for pictures, great. They're like, the ceremony came around, and I was just like, you guys don't have to do that. I'm like,
yeah. Gotta do.
We've gotten the great pictures of all of us together. I'm like, it's so hot. Don't worry about it. Just leave it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Oh, man. So what was it like choosing your vendors for your wedding?
Ooh, it was, I feel like, a group effort. Like, we knew one of our close family friends is a florist. She does amazing work. Her name is Kathy, and she's done a bunch of my other friends' weddings. And nice. I was like, I just wanted it to feel like family, because again, with like 350 people, that list didn't feel like, I don't know, if like all those people had to be there. Like, we started making the list and we're like, we want this to feel like a big family and friend reunion with all the people that we love being there. So we did kind of the same thing with some of our vendors. Again, we have a family friend who owned a restaurant who was like, hey, I would love to do the catering for you guys. And
that's
so
awesome.
They showed up and helped, and then ended up at the end of the night, they're like, hey, you don't owe us anything, we just want to like bless your family with this. Which, to feed that many people, we were like,
wow, that's incredible.
Not expecting that at all, but was just so kind. So a lot of our vendors actually ended up just being like
family
and people that we knew. Our wedding coordinator was someone that worked with Peyton.
And
handled, it was his publisher.
My publisher
came in and was like, let me do the coordinating. I do events all the time.
Love it.
So it was,
it just felt
it felt like us.
It felt like having just family, all people that you loved and you loved doing life with and that you had known. And it, I mean, yeah, it just went, I think it felt like it went further than just like hiring. So-and-so this place to do this or this. It felt like hiring like someone that you'd known, just a family member. Do the things. And that was really special.
We also knew music was going to be a big part of it. Our ceremony, we had a quartet come and play. And so we just kind of sent them in some of our favorite songs, and they played those on like violin and cello. It was beautiful. And then I walked down to a song that Peyton actually wrote for me. It's not released anywhere or out anywhere. He just wrote like a verse and a chorus, and he called it Hannah Diane. So that was, like, I guess part of my wedding gift to him was we turned that song in. It was like a voice memo that you recorded to this quartet, and they composed sheet music to it. And that's what I walked down the aisle to. So that was really fun and really sweet. And then I just realized, actually, when I was re-racking my brain about our wedding before we got here, the first song that played at our wedding was You're My Sunshine.
Oh.
No way.
Yes. And we named our daughter Sunny after that song. And I had no idea.
Oh,
I just like found, I was like looking back through wedding photos. There's a picture of our program. And it was like the first song at the top was You Are My Sunshine.
What?
I was like, that's so sweet. Our daughter.
Wow. So you just loved that song and named your daughter that, but you totally forgot until now.
Until now.
That was your wedding.
Yes.
How special is that?
Really sweet. And then our reception, we had the French family band. They're actually playing the Opry with Peyton coming up, which was also like a fun surprise.
Yeah.
But they came and played at our wedding. They're super talented. And then we had some other songwriters that got up during the reception and played some of our favorite
songs.
One of
my heroes, this guy named Tony Lane.
Yeah.
He's a songwriting hero of mine. He's written so many number ones and so many, I just admire him so much. And he happened to be my neighbor when we moved to town.
Oh, cool.
And when my family moved to town, he was our neighbor. And so he ended up getting up and playing one of those songs. And it just meant the world to me.
Oh,
and so it was very much filled with just lots of music, lots of special moments. And then obviously we had a DJ because we had to get down.
That's fun. So like live music mixed with DJ.
Yes.
That's so
a little
fun.
Bit of both.
Yeah. It was all of it.
That's really cool. So what was the vibe of your wedding? I know you said it was like very family oriented. Like, what were the colors, and did you have any sort of like themes running through it at all?
Yeah, we did a lot of like golds, champagnes, neutrals, ivory. All my bridesmaids wore champagne, and then my mom wore like a champagne ivory color. So we just stuck with neutrals, which wasn't anything. There was like some like light pinks and some greenery, but for the most part, we just wanted it to just be classy. I say timeless. Some of it was probably leaned more rustic because we're in Tennessee.
Right.
And the venue itself was like, out in the 30, 40 minutes from Nashville. So I say Nashville, but it was like out there a little bit.
Yeah.
I threw out neon green and she was just like, no, we can't do that.
That's actually trending right now, which is very interesting.
I was like, oh, see? But we just stuck with neutrals. The groomsmen wore like a chocolate brown kind of color.
Oh, nice. So
everything was just very, but I feel like the scenery of the venue, like where we got married, the altar had this, it was like off like a cliff. Mm. Kind of
so
overlook
because
we looked at venues in like East Tennessee, like kind of further out, because we wanted that like pretty view.
Yeah.
So that was another reason why we chose the venue that we did at Owen Farms, because their overlook is beautiful. So you don't even need anything. Like the backdrop itself is just like picture perfect.
Felt like a Tennessee wedding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Heat and all. Yeah. August perfect. Humidity heat and heat.
Yeah.
All of it. Very Tennessee. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Yes.
So what were some of the special moments from your day that stick out to you guys?
Ooh. I mean, definitely the first look was super powerful. We read our vows to each other.
Wow.
Just the two of us.
Yeah.
Before we got out onto the altar. And wrote our own vows to each other. And there's been only a few times that I've only cried that much and not been able to make it through. And when she was reading hers, actually, was the time when I just waterworked.
Really,
and then I got to read her mind. That was just a lot of special moments about that day. But just having that time together to just focus on our future and focus what we were promising each other.
Right.
And that was an amazing feeling to verbally express those promises. Because, you're making a commitment. And that was really, really amazing.
Yeah. And we still wanted to do like the traditional vows during the ceremony of the in sickness and in health, for richer, for poor. We did all of those in front of all of our friends and family. But then there were other things that we just got to like say to each other. I think maybe our videographer, Phil, I think they're probably somewhere in our like wedding hard drive thing that we have, but it was just between the two of us. Our friends and family weren't there, so it just really felt like if our videographer was there, she was like further away. I didn't notice she was there. It just felt like it was just the two of us, which was really, really sweet.
Yeah.
We just wanted to share that.
And just such a cool moment to just know that like we had known each other since we were 15, and it felt like reading those vows to each other, it felt like flying 30,000 feet of like the perspective of just, man, like how good the Lord has been. I don't know. Like that's just, thinking back on it, it was overwhelming.
And it didn't feel like having a first look before like spoiled anything.
Right.
At the end of the aisle, I always thought like, oh, do I want to see him before and talk before? But I think for me, at least, it like eased my nerves a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was still so fun, obviously, and special and sweet getting to like walk down the aisle with my dad and seeing all of our 350 friends and family that were all there. It was still just as sweet. It didn't feel like because we saw each other, it took away from anything.
Yeah.
It kind of like took the pressure off a little bit, because then we went back and like to where we were all getting ready and just got to hang out all together, which was so much fun.
That's so good. Love
it.
Was
fun. Yeah.
Were there any moments that felt like you needed to go off script a little bit with your wedding that might have happened during the day?
There's several moments. One thing I do remember.
The exit?
Yeah, the exit. One thing I do remember was we did our exit. Mm-hmm. So we had all the sparklers, you know, we're running through and we get into the car. We get in the car and
we're driving away.
We're driving away. But then I see all the sparklers go up again. Well, it was before we drove away, because I remember looking out of the window and seeing my granddad grab my nanny and they started running through the sparklers again.
So our wedding photos, it's like so us through the exit, us in the car with like a kiss, like the dip at the end. And then the last photo in our whole gallery is like his grandparents, like hands in the air.
Hands in the air, running like, woo!
With all of our people. We're like, I'm so glad.
I'm so happy. We have a photo of that.
So good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, my granddad, he passed away a couple years ago. So I'm very thankful that I have that picture of both of them running through. It was such a funny moment, you know, just
one of those, golden. Like, you have to laugh. It was great.
It was so good.
And then we got in the car, do the exit. Our bags are in the back.
Oh, yeah.
We're driving away for our wedding night. And Peyton's like, I don't think I have my phone. Can you call my phone really quick? And I'm like, sure. Yeah, I'll just call it. Maybe it's somewhere like in the car. And we call it and there's nothing. And I'm like, okay, I'll check your location. And it just says like last found. Like it wasn't alive still. It was, film was dead.
It was a dead
phone. The property we're on is like 40 acres or something. Wow. And everything's very spread out. Like the ceremony's in one place, reception's in one place, the getting ready spot. And his phone is just like in... Like the map is just showing, it's just like
the whole venue,
like in this field somewhere.
Yeah. I have no clue.
Oh no! So then we're like, okay, well, it has like your ID and like our car, like all the things we need to like check into our hotel, but also like to leave to go on our honeymoon,
right?
Like all the things. So we're like, okay, I guess like we told the driver, we're like, we just need to probably like
turn around.
We also don't want to get, not in a bad way, but like caught. With all these people that we just like said bye to, everyone's getting in their cars and be like, hey guys, sorry to bother you. But we told our wedding party, we're like, this is an SOS. Peyton does not know where his phone is. We have to find it. So then we spent the last hour, maybe.
It was definitely about, it was close to it. It was close to it. I mean,
with all of our wedding party in the dark,
searching
really late at night, with our, like, flashlights. Just looking
for mind you phone. We hadn't been I had maybe had like two beers that whole night so it was not like one of those things where I was like it was just one of those I just lose my phone and I'd lose my head if it wasn't attached to me so it was just one of those things where like I have no clue where it is. The last time I saw it was before we went to the house to do the first look.
Hours
and that was it. Like I just did not see it.
I know.
Somebody ended up finding it in a trash can.
In a trash can?
We were dumpster diving the end of our wedding night.
No. 10:30 at night.
Yeah.
That's how we ended up.
Did it like fall in or something? I don't know. Just something crazy.
Wow. Thank God you found it.
It was one of his family friends.
Great memories.
Miss Stephanie's
Miss Stephanie. Shout out Miss Stephanie. She found it.
Oh. But
thank the Lord.
Yeah. I'll never forget the whole like end of our wedding. Wow. It was just like, what a day. Like we got back in the car. We checked into our hotel. And we're like, we made it. Like, the day was so much fun. But also like even those moments just like felt like us and our family and our friends. Like we all look back at it and laugh about how hot it was. Your grandparents running some through the sparklers moments. And then Peyton losing his phone at the end of the night.
Yeah. Like, this is,
it fits our personality.
It's our personality.
Oh, that's so fun.
It was good.
Crazy. Wow. All right. So that was back in 2022, right? That you guys were married and now it's 2026. So you've been married for a few years now. And I guess I would just love to know, like, how do you balance your busy schedules and still prioritize each other with, I assume you're touring a bunch and doing shows and, you know, have a little one at home, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think for us, I mean, we are very much like, we lean on our faith very, very massively. So that's kind of where we find balance is by having our faith be the foundation first. And we notice that like, if we put that first, that everything else comes into, there's hard times for sure, but where things will swing out of balance. But we find that when we put our faith first, that like everything else echoes in the order that it should after that.
Yeah.
And so I think we've learned, we've had some hard seasons, you know, through it. We've had some hard seasons trying to find the balance, you know, especially becoming parents and then I'm touring. She's still, you know, works from home and is a mom to 1.5 year old, a mom to fixing to be two. Fixing to be two girls.
Due the beginning of August.
Congratulations.
31 weeks already.
Oh my god. Yeah.
So that's like each phase. I think we just are learning as we're going.
Yeah.
Like the touring schedule was definitely easier when like it was just me at home. Like every now and then I work fully remote. If he was leaving on a Friday, I would tag along and we would do that together. But then I knew that once we had kids that just wouldn't make as much sense. I travel with him sometimes when I can and when my parents can watch Sunny. But other than that, I'm like, I stay home, watch her and work while he goes and works on weekends. But I think we're just, learning as we go. And we'll see when baby number two gets here.
We'll just readjust.
Find a new normal at that phase and take it as it comes.
There's a new normal. It feels like every few months that we just figure out that's like, all right, this is a new phase. And truthfully, I mean, I think that like what we're learning now is how to be really intentional about
how we spend our
time, like the two of us. Cause we found that in the last few months between just work schedules and touring and our little girl getting bigger and just lots of things that we've realized like, okay, like we have to work. Like we have to work. Right. We have to put in the work for us to go on a date at night and make sure that we are very intentional about our time together.
Which felt new to us. I never knew like what people want when they're like, oh, sometimes you have to like work for it to make time for each other. And I was like, and then newly married, no kids, we're like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
We're together all the time.
Totally.
It's easy. Yeah. And then it was like, I think it was literally last night we went on a last minute date because we were like, when is the last time that we've gotten like quality time? We spend a lot of time like us two and Sunny, our daughter.
Right.
But like just us two. And we were like, we need to make this happen. So
yeah.
We went on like a fun little date night last night. But
yeah.
Nice.
It's an adjustment and we're learning.
We're learning. Yeah.
A lot of it's really great. A lot of it's really hard. It's a good mix of both. But
yeah.
The faith, I think, is the foundation that I find that we get. When that comes first, which we're very guilty of, that it falling out of balance sometimes, but when that comes first, everything else seems to balance itself. It falls in the order it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Which is, wish that we could do a better job of staying there sometimes.
Yeah.
But life can happen and we fall out of balance and then have to figure out how to get back up and do it again.
I get that totally. Yeah. So you guys were married for a year, then had Sunny.
Yes.
And then... now we're here, baby number two.
Baby number
so
two.
They'll be, what, 2 years apart?
Yeah, they'll be like 17 months apart.
Oh my gosh. Not even. Not even a year and
a half.
I was
like, wait, how old is she? She's 15 months?
She's 15 months.
Yeah. 15 months old.
Wow.
Not even quite. She'll be almost a year and a half when we have baby number two.
Oh, nice. So. Are you finding out gender or anything?
So
or keeping it a
girl?
Another
girl.
Which is so sweet.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh, I love it.
That's to a T. So
it's becoming my personality.
It is.
Yeah. 100%.
My whole personality is being a girl dad now.
But that was exciting too.
I love it.
I was like, I didn't grow up with a sister. I just had a brother. Mm-hmm. He has all brothers.
Yeah.
And so we're like, the world of like all girls was new to us. We're so excited.
I love it.
I bet the grandparents are so excited too.
Very excited. Very excited.
And now it feels like we're like counting down. We're in like single digit weeks or something.
Wow. Here, we're getting close.
Coming up.
This one went by way faster than the first one.
Yeah.
Still feels very surreal a little bit.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
It's amazing, but we're excited.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So, okay, as a married couple for a few years now and all the other things, like, I guess that advice you did give us earlier is like really put your faith first and the rest kind of falls into place. But are there any other messages that you might have for somebody who's listening or watching this? As to maybe like advice in either planning their wedding or marriage advice?
Oh, I think for wedding planning, I said this earlier too, but as much as all of the elaborate details are so much fun and they're beautiful, and I have tons of friends' weddings that I remember their florals and I remember their catering and their like dresses and all the things, but I feel like what I remember most is always how I felt at the wedding.
Like, yeah.
your timeline says we're supposed to cut the cake at 7:30, but it's 7:15, and you can just tell everybody's kind of like, what are we going to do next? They're like,
yeah,
there's so much room to, like, move things around, be flexible. It's a lot easier, I think, on, like, my end, being a bride. Being on the planning side felt different because you're, like, their day depends on, like, me keeping everybody on schedule and where they're supposed to be and when and all the things. But, like, you just have to laugh it off, go with the flow of the day. It makes it so much easier. It takes the pressure off of you. It takes the pressure off your guests. Like, they can sense when you're, like, something's not going right. Like, you can always feel that tension with brides, I feel like.
So, right.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds silly, but like, go with the flow. When things don't go right, there are always memories that the things that went wrong are the things we talk about and laugh about now. That
totally.
We could have chosen to be like, our cake tipped over in the car.
Oh no!
I had no idea. No idea. We go to cut the cake. I'm oblivious. They just like put some flowers on it. I didn't even know. But if somebody would have came to me and been like, "You're not going to believe what happened," I could have been like stressed and worried about it, but our team just did a great job of being like, we're just going to fix it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. In the grand scheme of things, no one's going to be like, oh, remember Hannah's wedding when her cake had that crack down the middle of it and that like the timeline ran late. Like people don't remember those
things. No, I love what you said. I mean, I love what you said. Like people remember the way they felt.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's everything.
Yeah.
Remembering the way that you felt there.
And I think people do with like our story, but also it was so hot. People still talk about that too.
Yeah, they'll never remember the way they felt.
Yeah, it's a little hot in here, but I saw our florist at another wedding a couple weekends ago, and she was like, your wedding was still the hottest wedding I've ever worked. So I was like, thank you for letting me know.
Oh, man.
So we know.
Oh, but, that's so fun, though. I love it so much. Yeah. So as we close out, maybe give us more details on the future. If you have any projects coming up or tours or shows, I know CMA Fest is all happening right now.
Yeah, we got CMA Fest. We have a song dropping June 12th called Two Hearts. And it's literally just the most autobiographical song I put out to date. It's about it's about just the way that our house looks right now. And it's just kind of like there's blue Sharpies on the wall and there's a bigger table and like we're all squeezing into our queen bed and it's a fun time right now. And even in the chaos, it's being happy with the cards that we've been dealt because we wouldn't trade it for anything. And so I'm super pumped by that song. We're touring a lot in the fall. So we get to be out there. We'll have baby number two and then get out on the road.
After. Tour family. Tour family style. You're gonna bring the baby? Gonna bring the kiddos?
I mean, I hope so. I've always like it's always been my dream. I always look up to the people that are able to bring their kiddos out and bring their wife. I mean, when we're at a place when we can do that, automatically I'm like, yes, my family is coming out.
Absolutely. That's so fun.
Because that's so important.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that my girls will get to grow up around music and doing some fun things like that because that's a really cool thing for me to think about.
It's sweet.
Sunny
loves it. And then you have something after the song comes out June 12th, if you're allowed to say. I don't know when.
June 12th. June 13th. Yeah, we got the Opry. Yeah, playing the Opry.
Oh,
again.
Just the Opry. You know.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Play the Opry again, which will be so fun.
We get to bring Sunny with
get
us.
To bring Sunny.
That'll be sweet.
Yeah, that'll be so much fun. There's just so many amazing things that in life that we're just very, very grateful for right now.
Yeah.
So whether that be music, career, kids, marriage, we just feel overwhelmingly blessed. And we're just super, super thankful.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well,
congratulations, you guys. There's so much, to congratulate you for. Your wedding, all your babies coming, your Grand Ole Opry performances, and new music coming out. So, such exciting times. Soak it all in. And thank you guys so much for sharing your story. This was awesome.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
of course. So funny getting to go back and
remember all the details.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go back down memory lane.
Yeah. So yeah. Fun reminiscing.
It is. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
There you have it, another episode of the Wedding Reporter Podcast. To see those gorgeous wedding and engagement photos, head over to NashvilleBrideGuide.com for more behind-the-scenes content. And if you like this episode, I would so appreciate it if you would rate and subscribe the show. See you next time for another great episode.
Planning your dream wedding? Let me tell you about one of the most stunning venues in Middle Tennessee, Mule House Weddings in downtown Columbia. This isn't your average wedding venue. The Mule House is a beautifully restored historic church turned event space. Think stained glass windows, soaring ceilings, and modern amenities that'll wow your guests and make your photos absolutely unforgettable. Whether you're planning an intimate gathering or a grand celebration, the Mule House team is dedicated to making your day seamless and stress-free. They even offer all-inclusive packages so you can focus on what really matters, saying I do. So if you're dreaming of a wedding that's elegant, unique, and totally you, check out MuleHouseWeddings.com and book your tour today. The Mule House, where love and legacy meet.